Yeah, we're live. Live. Shane Cassidy locked on. Hold tight, everyone. UKBassRadio.com. A little impromptu set from the only legendary. Slightly rusty. Slightly horny. Shane Cassidy. If you know, then you know. If you don't know, get to know. 07877 877 123. We got the sunny vibes out there. Oh, oh, what's that? Oh, 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 oh. Let's get it. Zero seven eight double seven eight double seven 123. Let's get it. We're locked on. Shane Cassidy. He's back for 1 hour. Impromptu.
Oh, yeah. Give me love. Love is the answer. Decision.
Let me know who's locked on.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Rednick. Rednick Jeff.
Fever.
He's saying, oi, oi, handsome, nice surprise. Let's go. Hold tight on the North London crew. Again, hold tight, Jeff. Try the North London crew locked on. Title the Hertfordshire Massive.
I love you, baby.
It's Saturday.
Feel your way.
Let's roll, let's roll.
I love you so much. My soul.
Let me go.
Oh yeah.
as we roll. Old type bummer. Bummer Dirty D. Hold tight, all those that are working. Shane Cassidy, UK bass. Warmed up for the day. Shane Cassidy. Sirens. Emergency on UK base. A77 A77 123, guess you're through. Yeah.
Tran, Liz Tran.
Tight, everyone that's locked on impromptu set. Why? Because I'm back for a very, very short period of time. Yeah? Hold on. Let's put the sirens on. You hear that? Shay Cassidy, try and get him off. Right, who's locked on Saturday morning business? Old tight, Rednick Jeff. Old tight, Dr. Doofus. He's saying, oi, oi, Mr. Cassidy, been a while since hearing your... Well, thank you, young man. Hold tight, G-Rat, that's my bulldog. He's saying, oh, my God, it's Shane Cassidy. Old tight, all the Harpenden crew. Hold tight, B, for that bummer. Hey, let's go. Jump. Where's all the Saturday morning massive? Shane Cassidy. The warm up before the warm up. Old type Max DB. If I ever would, Mad Max.
Yo, this is, you're listening to UK Bass and Mad Max.
Hold tight, all the Uber Eats drivers locked on. God, man. Right, trying to read out these names. Hold tight, Ali. Hold tight, Dipesh, Shittow, Raj, or Raj rather. Viraj, Deepa, and Michael. I love the way he goes, a string of ethnic names and then Michael. Hold tight, all the Uber Eats crew delivering, supplying a service. Who tips? I don't tip. Here's a tip, don't ask. I Message reads, absolutely thrilled you are back. My nips swinging low for you, Cassidy. And my little nipper too. Remember, this is a warm-up of a warm-up. Right, let's go. UKBassRadio.com. Hold tight, all those that are locked on. As we roll, all the way till 12. Old time, one like Deborah V. Deborah's next. Hello, Debs. You're an after me, girl. Right, we're going to be going live. With all those that want to go live, let me know. Live to South Coast, the world and London. Slogan, David Beckham. 07-877-877-123. Send me a message with your number and you can go live. Right, shout out to the Just Eat crew. All drivers locked. Shout out to Mikesh, Pilla, Ranjit, Ahmed, and Nigel. Hello, Nigel. Hold tight, my long buddy Andy G. Candy. Andy G, do you want to go live, mate? Long time. Crew, old title the Worthing crew. Zero 7877 8771 23. Alternatively, UKBaseRadio.com.
Tell me what you want.
Tiny Andy G. We do have a special message from the management, which I'll be reading out shortly. All the way. Try the one like Packer D. Right, we do have a what seems to be a sincere message from the management. So, just to explain where I've been these last few months, obviously, with COVID restrictions lifting, obviously my calendar became full instantly with pubs that wanted my talents. We got the Stag and Hound in Peterborough, Billy Balls in Hull, and many, many other fine pub establishments, family friendly as well, so you can bring your kids. There is a smoking area. So anyway, my agenda became very, very busy. So for a brief moment in time, my life was Pork Scratchlings, DJing to 40-something unemployed men and women. You know, they're just as unemployed as men are, and DJing. So obviously I was doing I call it the UK tour. The UK tour. And at the same time as well, I felt a bit cheated by UK Base because I gave them this huge platform. I gave them the listeners. I gave them the start. You know, it was me who introduced everyone to Max DB, Mad Max. You know, it was me that introduced everyone to Jeff from Walton, who's my close personal confidant, another such great talent on the station. All came through me. So, yeah, I feel partly responsible. Not for me going missing, but for me giving UK Base this platform. And you know what? Management reached out to me and they said, you know, could you stop doing the pub gigs, the Stag and Hound. What's the other ones? You know, the Reindeer House pub in Bristol. You know, that's a firm favourite. Max capacity, 30 people, 40. And in Bristol, that's quite good, having 30, 40 people in a pub, because of the logistics of the city of Bristol being small. Therefore, space is, you know, expensive. Look, the point I'm trying to get at is management have reached out to me. They've sent me a message now saying, Shane, we're really sorry about not providing with the type of equipment you are used to, and so sorry about the luxury car that was supposed to take you to the studio. The Ford Orion was all we had on that day. We thought we lost you forever. Please, please come back with a regular show. Whatever demands we have, we will meet them. That's exactly the messaging I do want to hear from the management. Thank you, management, for doing that, you know. Yeah, it was a bit embarrassing, I must admit. A Ford Orion, we're talking 20 years ago. And you've got that picking me up? No, not happening. Anyway, as I've said, this is the warm-up of the warm-up, right? This is the warm-up of the warm-up. Because next time we have a falling out as such, you know, it might be serious, no? You know, enough so where the police get called. That's right. I've got upgrades. Yeah, there's upgrades? I got upgrades. Yeah? Right, so it's all bubbling right now. It's all bubbling. They call me the bubbler. Right. I've just realised my thing hasn't even been updated. So I'm just going to refresh the screen. Looks like there's a whole load of messages and I've completely missed them. It doesn't matter. Right. Do we get on with the action? Action satisfaction, you get a reaction.
You got it.
O-Tight Andy G. He's saying, got the music in the garden with me cans. O-Tight Flavor saying Shane's got new toys and he likes using them. Upgrades. Andy G reads, me God no live. Have bad voice from smoking something. O-Tight Redneck Jeff.
Love is what we need. Love is what we need. Love is what we need. Love is what we need.
O-Tight G-Rat, that's my bald. He says, Shane likes to send messages to himself.
Love is what we need.
I can assure you that is real management reaching out to me.
Love is what we need.
Enjoying the sunshine, out and about, at work. It's UK base. We'll be right back. 07-877-877-123. Oh, total the Hollow Crew. Outside of North London, London, slogan, David Beckham.
It's just
we roll. UK bass. Old tight Jeff. Yes, absolutely loving it. Rolling till 12. Absolutely rough, Shane Cassidy. Horny, horny. One down. Like I told you before, this is how can I say, the test of a test, the warm up that warms up the other thing, right? This is Shane Cassidy. Yeah, I know you've been waiting for my return, especially now since I can see that the station has matured somewhat. I'll type Dr. Doofus. He said, "Oh gosh." So there's been something that's bothering me. There's been something that's bothering me these last few weeks. And what's been bothering me? Let me just get down to the crunch. Yeah, there's something bothering me. Shane Cassidy, superstar DJ, plays out at all the big pubs, Staggering Hound in Peterborough. Billy Balls in the hole, max capacity 30/40, tickets only events at the door. They've been selling out, right? Majority have been men, dirty old men, right? Dirty old men turning up at the pubs, but that's fine. A punter is a punter, right? That's the one thing. When Pucker D took me to my first pub. Let's put the story out here, right? When Pucky D took me to the first pub, right? He said to me, he goes, "Oh, when you're at the bar, right? This, when you're at the bar, you got to put a note between your fingers and flash it up and down, sort of thing, so they can see you got money, so they can come to you." Now it was a Friday night, and this place was busy, packed, right? So I do the same. I do it. I put the note between my fingers, and I'm at the bar, right? Didn't really care for any alcohol, obviously, because, you know, I'm mad enough. But anyway, And I realised that there was, must be 10 other people around the bar doing exactly the same thing. And it was packed, so no one's just going to hang around at the bar when it's packed, right? There's people coming in and out getting drinks. And I thought, this is some sort of weird, bizarre, flawed system, right? Anyway, as I've got older, right, I realised something. It was all nonsense, right? It was taught to them by their dads, and then their dads talked to them by their dads, and so forth. Because back in the day, pubs used to be actually owned by a person, right? And now, mostly, chains have gone round and bought up all the pubs, right? I'm thinking, hold on a second. I'm in this pub, right? And there's some, you know, student in the bar. She couldn't give two about my money and about serving me my pint, right? She couldn't care less whether I had flicking 20. She just wants to go home. She wants to serve and go home, clearly. Maybe have a cup of tea, right? Maybe make it one-on-one with the Shane Cassidy, yeah? Who knows? But the point I'm trying to make is it was all nonsense, right? Because, remember, it's not the pub owner who's desperate for the money to say, yeah, yeah, go and serve that, but it was some students that were there that couldn't care less. So that was part one of my journey. Part two of the journey, right? And it still goes on now. Still goes on now. Again, Pucky D is involved in it. Like these old school things, right? It must have been like lunchtime or whatever it was. We said, oh, we'll meet up at the end of the pub or whatever, right? He goes and gets a pint. And I say, oh, get me a pint of water, right? And he stops for a second, okay? And then what he does, he goes to the bar, and I see him. We're not far from the bar where we're sitting. And then as he's giving his order, he looks at me to say, oh, is it that you want that pint of water? Because he's too embarrassed to say it to the bird behind the bar. Anyway, and I noticed this back and forth. I thought, and it kept happening. Right, I'll take another mate, and then he'll be, you know, just as, you know, oh, God, he said he wanted the pint, it was embarrassing or something, I don't know what the, and then it clicked, right? There's some sort of stigma, right, walking into a pub, your friends, and you can order a whole load of pints, like 5 pints of Foster's, whatever it is, and a pint of water, and it's almost like it's embarrassing, right? And I noticed that the embarrassment comes on more if there's a bird behind the bar, right? So anyway, I thought, I'm going to get these people, right? I go there with Pucker D another time, right? And I'm standing with him at the bar. I said, oh, give me a pint of water. And he does the same thing again. He looks over at me, goes, oh, did you want the pint of water? And I went, dude, you know, it was only two drinks, yeah? A pint of Foster's and a pint of water. Why do you need me to remind you what the drink was? I said, she does not want to shag you. She doesn't care. She wants to go home and watch EastEnders. She doesn't care that you've ordered a pint of water at the bar. Do you think she really... She doesn't want to sleep with you, Pucker D. She doesn't want to sleep with... Anyway, Pucker D was visibly embarrassed. The barmaid was laughing, right? Because it's this weird thing. Pubs are like family-friendly. No one cares. There's students running them. There's no actual big boss, the owner of the pub. Maybe there's a few of them, but now they're all bought out by chains. No one cares. Get your thing and go. Anyway... Hold tight, Deborah. All right, Deborah, Shane, all right, guys. Deborah, let's say you're a bar lady, right? I'm just throwing it.
Oh, Debs.
Let's say there was a bar out there, right? And I came. Anyway, I said 3 pints of Foster's and a pint of water with ice. Would you be embarrassed to go to the bar and ask the person behind the bar for 3 pints of Foster's and a pint of water with ice? Would you be embarrassed? Deborah, let us know, please, in the chat, because, you know, it's getting to a stage now where, you know, what is it that you're embarrassed about? I mean, if I was embarrassed to be that person who was embarrassed to ask for a pint of water, I'd be embarrassed for them. Why? Because there can't be anything else good going on in their lives thinking that it's embarrassing asking for a pint of water in a pub. They're allowing kids in there now in the pubs. They do chicken nuggets and beans and chips in the pub. Would you be embarrassed to order chicken nuggets and chips in the pub if it was on the menu? Of course you wouldn't. It's these old school English stigmas. That's what they are. Old school English stigmas. Old tie, Redneck Jeff. He said, I'm so skinned, I had to sell my Walkman title. You'll always be rich. You'll always be rich in my world. You'll always be rich in my world. Like I said, guys, this is a warm-up of a warm-up. So look at this. Look, Deborah's messaged, I used to work in the bar. Nope, sounds okay to me. Do you understand? Deborah, I was just saying this is old-school English male mentality, right? I'm always with my friends who've learned from their dads, and their dads have learned from their dads. I mean, no one cares. No one cares. Imagine you walk into the bar bit in Harvester and saying you're embarrassed to ask for a pint of water for your friend. Like, no, I'm embarrassed to be you. You understand? Like, he doesn't want to shag you. He doesn't care for you. She just wants to serve the things, she'll go to the next punt and serve them, and then hopefully go home with a cup of Horlicks. I mean, she doesn't care. So that's my little rant over. Like I said, you've got Deborah V up in 2 minutes, literally. And then she's playing the very best in, you know, whatever music she plays. And I'm sure it's really good. I haven't personally listened to Deborah V. But I can assure you that whatever it is, it's good. Why? Because I've given her the nod, yeah? I've given her the green light. I've given her the lift up, if you will, you know? She's part of the Shane Cassidy clan. And that's it. Deborah's followed on. I want to put this on. I always ask for water at a bar. Thank you. Debs. It's fine. Fine. Doesn't destroy your masculinity. You're having 3 pints. And I'm a very strong masculine person. And I always make sure masculinity is top of my agenda. But ordering 3 pints and a pint of water does not diminish that. Not diminish. Do you understand? This is the problem nowadays. Deborah V's playing Tech House, right? The very best in Tech House. From my understanding, Deborah's a more, you know, 2011 Tech House type of person, / Afro-Caribbean bongo house handbag with a bit of Iranian Dutch techno. From my understanding. Anyway, enjoy. This is Shane Cassidy signing out. You've been fantastic. This is K-Bass, and I'm out of here.